There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Congratulations to everyone who joined David Hess yesterday for a 4-1 night. David, the top totals expert at winnersandwiners.com, gave out the under 8 on yesterday's Houston-Texas game, which had zero hits until the seventh inning and 5 total runs scored. Nice win, David. But he did not stop there. He graciously gave out the rest of his premium plays yesterday absolutely free to everyone who texted in. That was 4 more games with 3 wins and a loss, ending the day with a very profitable 4-1, and David is far from done. Text in today and get the whole weekend of his premium picks absolutely free. That's right, 3 days of expert picks just for texting in. No cost, no obligation. Get the whole weekend of David's premium picks absolutely free. Text VSIN to area code 320-350-3500. That's VSIN to 320-350-3500. Ross Tucker joins the program now, host of the Even Money podcast and the Ross Tucker football podcast. Ross, good morning. As always, thanks so much for the time. How about your former position last night? 9 offensive linemen in the first round. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was awesome. I got to be honest with you. There's no way I thought that Cole Strange, the guard from Tennessee Chattanooga, FCS, by the way, I'm an old FCS guy. No way I thought he would go in the first round, but pretty cool because as I put on social media at Ross Tucker NFL, DraftKings gave me a boost from plus 150 to plus 200 on the over 7.5 offensive linemen. So when Linderbaum went to the Ravens, I was pumped that we got to 8. I knew that there was a decent chance, you know, with 7 picks left, and then Strange at 9. Pretty awesome that we got to 9. We crushed it.
Good job.
I'd say.
Yeah. Yep. What was the biggest surprise for you?
Good question. I was pretty surprised that Jermaine Johnson fell as far as he did. you know, the Jets ended up getting him at 26. Every mock draft seemingly had him in the top 15, a lot of times in the top 10, mm-hmm. going to the Jets at 10 or Atlanta at 8 or whatever. That's always interesting to me. When someone falls that much more than every mock draft, you wonder if maybe there was something medical there or a maturity issue or something like that. So that was certainly one of the ones that jumped me. How about the Saints? I mean, the Saints, if you think about what they traded with the Eagles to get pick 16, and then what they traded to go from 16 to 11 with the Commanders, that's an awful lot of draft picks, guys, for Chris Olave. I mean, he better be an absolute stud, difference-making player for the Saints to trade that many picks for one wide receiver.
That was exactly my thought when they traded up, and then that was the guy they took at number 11 in a very strong wide receiver class yet again this year, Ross.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, because here's what I would tell you. I watch a lot of Big Ten football. I live right near Penn State. I don't think there's that much of a difference between Jahan Dotson from Penn State and Chris Olave from Ohio State. And Washington traded down from 11 to 16. They get third and fourth round picks, and then they just draft Dotson.
Yeah, agreed.
So that was a stunner to me. I didn't expect Kenyon Green to go so early at 15 to the Texans. But because of my DraftKings boost, I'm glad he did. I'll give you another one. Kyle Hamilton, 14 to the Ravens. Now, I believe the Ravens wanted to draft the monster from Georgia, Jordan Davis, but the Eagles jumped in front of him. But I also believe the Ravens said, you know what? We're fine just staying right here. We'll take Kyle Hamilton, who, guys, when the season ended, every mock drafted Kyle Hamilton in the top five.
Yeah.
Some of them had him going number two to the Lions. He didn't play any games since then. He ran a bad 40 time in the cold in South Bend. Who cares? I think the Ravens got two studs like they seemingly always do in the draft.
Okay, so you were also at Eagles headquarters last night for the draft. I personally think that's one of the teams that killed it last night to get Davis at 13. I love the pick. And then I know it's a lot of money for A.J. Brown, but to acquire him as well, I mean, the excitement level in Philadelphia, and by the way, their future market, I was watching at a sports book here in Las Vegas last night. As soon as it happened, when they got A.J. Brown, the sportsbook director came on the mic and said, well, we have an adjustment to make. Eagles from 35-1 down to 25-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. You know, first of all, Jordan Davis immediately, guys, becomes the most physically imposing player in the NFL. Think about that. I mean, say that out loud. 6'6", 341, runs less than a 4'8", 40. But here's the thing. I think there's more there. You know, I know he's a great run-stuffing defensive tackle. And by the way, those guys get paid. Ndamukong Suh, Vita Vea, Dalvin Tomlinson, Linval Joseph. Those guys get paid. They're important. He immediately becomes one of the best in the NFL at that. I think he's got more than that in terms of being able to bring some pass rush. And then A.J. Brown, 4 years, $100 million. But remember, $57 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And he still had 1 year left on his rookie contract. So they really have him for five more years. And this first year is extremely affordable. He has a different skill set than Devontae Smith. He catches slants. He's big, he's physical, run after the catch. He's a perfect complement to what they already have in Devontae Smith. And really what they're doing, guys, they're giving Jalen Hurts every opportunity to succeed and show he can be the long-term guy in Philly.
Yep, yep. Let's stay in that area and also the quarterback position here, or lack thereof. How about Pickett goes to the Steelers and not Willis? And then even, you know, Corral was here. Corral had was under the assumption, and he got information that there was a chance he was going last night. So what do you think of what happened with the quarterbacks?
Well, yeah, that kind of hurt my heart a little bit, because I saw where Corral said he had talked to enough owners and enough GMs that he was comfortable being there.
Yes.
That tells you all you need to know about what the owners and the GMs say to some of these guys when they go on their visits. But, you know, for me, the Steelers, I was surprised by that. Now, Kenny Pickett had an unbelievable year. And it's got to be pretty cool, by the way, for people out in Pittsburgh. They've been cheering this guy for 5 years as Kenny, you know, as the quarterback there at Pitt. Now they get to continue cheering him. I love that you're putting up my sarcastic tweet right now, by the way, at Ross Tucker NFL. If you guys are bored, okay, anybody listening or watching, go to at Ross Tucker NFL and see all of the people that say to me, but Ross, he played at Pittsburgh in college. Ross, he played at Pittsburgh in college. It's unbelievable. At this point, I should almost be insulted that either they don't know who I am or they think I'm that stupid that I would tweet something like that. And not, no, that's where Kenny Pickett went. But I got to be honest with you guys. I thought they would go Malik Willis. Mm-hmm. Yep. I thought Mike Tomlin wanted a guy with the Malik Willis upside and with his running ability. I did not envision them picking Pickett if it came down to them. But it's obviously an awesome storyline.
Can you believe the Packers pass on wide receiver yet again?
Well, that's the thing, though. By the time they went to draft, the six guys with first-round grades were all gone. I mean, the six guys that people really thought would go round one were all gone by 18. So the Packers really didn't have a chance, you know, unless they moved up, which, by the way, Saints moved up. The Titans moved up to get Treylon Burks. Obviously, the Lions moved up. So the Packers can say whatever they want, guys, but ultimately, it's just not important enough to them. It's just not important enough to them to get a receiver for Aaron Rodgers. I thought when they traded Devontae Adams out to you guys in Vegas, it was because it was a great wide receiver draft.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. The six elite guys, the six first-round guys are all gone. They're going to have to hope they hit on one of these second or third rounders.
Yeah. I will say this. Their defense can be pretty damn good next year. If one of the guys that they took last night hits, because the defense last year at the end of the season when they were healthy, they played pretty well. Mother's Day is coming up. We've talked to you about this before, but for the new audience that we have every day, they are maybe unaware of myfrontpagestory.com. Tell everybody why this would make such a great Mother's Day gift.
Well, first of all, nobody really knows what to get the moms in their lives for Mother's Day. I mean, people get them like a gift card, maybe flowers. If you're watching, you can see it is a beautiful framed story, looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. And what I love about it is not only it's so awesome to tell them that you got a story written about them, but then when they actually read the quotes, they cry, man. Like, what my sister and I got one from my mom, she was crying at my sister's quotes. You get it for your wife, she'll be crying. Like, she will cry, you will win. And the beauty of it is, it'll be hanging in the house forever. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. They're going to have to hang it up somewhere in their house. So it's like a daily reminder of how much you love them. That's what I love about it. Myfrontpagestory.com. Myfrontpagestory.com. Best Mother's Day gift ever.
Home run idea that you helped come up with. And you can follow him on Twitter. He's at Ross Tucker NFL. Even Money Podcast and the Ross Tucker Football Podcast as well. Great to talk to you here, Ross, the day after the draft. Thanks for the time today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you guys so much for having me. I always love coming on with you guys in the morning.
Be good.
Thank you. Good job.
We get nine offensive linemen. We can't get seven receivers.
Yeah. And Detroit figured it out. Go get Williams.
Yeah.
Green Bay, go up, make a trade.
And by the way, I don't think the Lions gave up that much.
No.
They got a second-round pick in return, and they gave up a third-round pick, and they moved up 20 spots.
I'm with both of you on what the Saints did. But, I mean, come on. 20 years in a row now. Disconnect there with the relationship. One guy's like, well, look at the contract they gave. What are they going to get a pass on him? I mean, what, go with Jordan Love? I mean, it's a strained relationship. I mean, how do you, again, the guy in Tampa gets whatever he wants. This guy's throwing the bums.
I agree. FTM@VSiN.com is the email rolling along here. Post draft night in Las Vegas from downtown Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
VSiN Spring Specials here for only $59. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, Von Tobel on the NBA playoffs, Annie McNeil on the Stanley Cup playoffs. If you want the full VSiN experience, you get the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, which is a must-have, the live video stream whenever you want it, $59. Through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/spring.
Still buzzing from the NFL draft last night. By the way, what did you think of the coverage overall on television, NFL Network or ESPN? Did it pop? I thought the pre-draft stuff came across really well.
Yeah, not taking advantage of the city. Also, doing most of it while it was still light out was tough. I didn't understand the whole setup with your home run was the Bellagio setup on the lake, and then they never went to it. Weren't pre-pandemic they were going to bring guys on the gondolas and bring them in when they were announced?
Yeah.
Maybe because of the wind. I don't know what happened, but now I didn't expect that setup. See, that looks beautiful there,
so here,
what they were going to do. And then it was all but the link and that other setup. The other stuff, I mean, Tony Gonzalez trying to break down a week two game with the announcement of Chargers Chiefs. I mean, that guy's stealing money. Oh, he played the game. He can't ad lib a fart. That was bizarre. I mean, the whole thing with the Raiders and bringing up Ice Cube, some of it was just forced and weird.
You might want to turn the mic down.
Well, that too.
I mean, he's swallowing the mic, and you can't understand one word. It's
right.
Like the modulation here, fellas. Do you have a sound guy on stage? Can
then
you turn it down a little bit?
The mic wasn't working early on.
Right,
just,
of course.
Yeah.
Well, this the reaction we're getting is apparently they were supposed to do the player intros, this is from Alan, at the Bellagio stage, and then realized there probably wasn't enough time to get him back to the green room for the first pick. Also, the strip was closed, so I think they were taking they had a shuttle as soon as they were going to be there and zoom him right down, but still not enough time.
Weird. Great, though. Dynamite entertainment. All the trades. What was expected, unexpected. Started out for Ott. I couldn't believe the Cross stuff and the Johnson.
Well, Cross was the biggest, biggest loser I had in the draft last night, under 7.5.
Middling Thibodeau was big. I still thought there was a chance he would go second.
But what happened to all that on Cross for a second here?
I know.
Like every single person, our producer, Dustin's a Giants fan. He goes, no, it didn't make sense. Like, Dustin, people we had on, everything that you read, it's like the connection is there. They love Charles Cross. And then, oops, they're picking at number 7. We're going to go in a different direction.
And I thought what Lombardi said yesterday was spot on, that they had to play pool, that they had to go Cross there and then take Sauce at 7 because Carolina wasn't going to take Sauce at 6. If he was supposed to be available, but the Jets were taking him Sauce the whole time. But that was everything I saw, read, heard that one of the picks was going to be Cross with the Giants. Mm-hmm. Picked us out to lose. London ahead of Wilson was no good. I had him flipped, and then mock, but the first mock I got 4 of the first 15 right. Second mock I no good, only got 2 right. How I did it, but it was tough. I mean, once you had the trades, forget about it. 11 through 6, 15 was up for. Once all the trades came.
Sure. And I think, again, I counted 9 trades last night, which paid off at 16-1 out here in Las Vegas. 9 overall. So I won. You got under 4.5 correct. I won that bet.
Yeah, you did.
Plus $4. Okay. All right. It was strange, though, because, again, like, I forget the timeline, but it was maybe give or take 2 hours before the draft, even a little bit more than that, maybe an hour before the draft. Like, the news was pretty much out on Walker going number 1 overall. Why was he still sitting on the board in some spots at minus 450?
Because you were still getting some Aquano money.
That's the thing, is that people were still trying to take a flyer with him.
Yes.
Was it really that unknown?
Did you even see Shams tweeted it? Guy covers the NBA. Shams said, I'm hearing that
Walker's going to go number 1?
Right.
I missed that.
I'll wait for Rappaport to confirm. Rappaport said, he'll come out. I got 5 guys in the mix at
right.
number 2.
Rappaport, two hours before the draft. I'm hearing it could be 11 different guys, and then... Yeah. You know, as soon as Goodell's going to the stage, guys, it's down to 3 players now. We want to find out who it is. Thanks. Good stuff. That was so Walker at 450 though. Maybe in some spots it went up to like minus 2,000 eventually. Hutch going number 2. I heard a lot of stuff yesterday that was not going to happen. I kept hearing Tibbs number 2. And that did not happen.
Nonstop steam on Tibbs.
And again, I'll go back to a guest that we had earlier this week, the Dungeon of Doom podcast in Detroit, lives there, boots on the ground. He told us that if Hutch is there at number 2, they will, I mean, it's like hit the gas. They're going to run to the podium, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
I thought that was refreshing, though, last night with so many teams. As soon as they made an announcement for one of the picks, it's like, okay, this team, the picks are ready in. Let's go. No fooling around. But overall, the 6 wide receiver thing, astonishing to me.
Oh, the drama late. Right. 6 of the first 18. You can't get another one. And then the offensive-defensive problem.
How that? Yes.
6 of the last 7 picks were defense.
And that's so if you bet over defensive players, which was favored, so under offensive players was also the favorite, if you bet the defensive players, you had to have 6 of the final 7 picks come in defensively. And that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still talking about the Packers are sitting there with the pick. The Chiefs, before they traded, were sitting there with the pick.
I was watching last week. Guys on NFL Network were making the case the Chiefs should go back-to-back wide receiver.
That's right.
And do a double shot.
That's right.
And then the Packers mess it up, too.
I can't believe that came in. I honestly, and you did you bet that?
What's that?
The defensive players over?
Oh, yeah. I won them both. I also should have listened to you. I waited too long, and the books took it down before 5 o'clock yesterday. You could parlay that. It was a correlated parlay.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that. But I got lucky with both of those.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, it goes over by a half, but 6 of the last 7 had to be defensive selections.
Well, and then by the way, the quarterback prop, we were on the air yesterday, that flipped to minus 115 each way. There were a couple of books still hanging under 2.5 at plus 250. Globally speaking, plus 250 under 2.5. I wonder if they got carried out last night. I wonder if that was a good result for the bettors.
Yep, that was no good. Very surprised by that with Willis and Pickett. This is good. Here's it was. By the way, Adam Chernoff was great on the show. Adam Chernoff, I believe, went 11-2 or 10-2 with all the stuff he gave out on our show. Here's Kevin Colbert. On Pickett being there, and then, you know, all the Willis hype, and it didn't happen. Explain why.
Honestly, never thought he would make it to us at 20. Exciting times for us, for Kenny, for the University of Pittsburgh, and for Pittsburgh in general. It's great. And we couldn't be more excited.
That's surprising. Yeah. You didn't think he'd be there. But there'd be an excellent chance he'd be there. That he was. I mean, what was the draft prop? He got to open 18 and a half year.
By the way, good job by the people who booked it here at Circa, Chris Bennett and company.
Mm-hmm.
They purposely put up, when we talked to Mike Palma about that, right? Yesterday. When the market was already set in other spots, right? I mean, it was 10 and a half for Pickett for a long, long time. They said, this guy's 10. Come on. They put up 18 and a half with a strong opinion on it, knowing that they would get bettors trying for the middle there. It's like, you want the under on this? Come and grab some. We'll put it 18 and a half, and they're still going to have a great chance to go over, and that's exactly what happened. Now, who's the next quarterback off the board tonight at DK? Malik Willis, -550. Desmond Ritter is +450. Howell, +750. And Corral is 14-1. Breece Hall -270, first running back to go yet tonight.
Thought he'd go yesterday. A lot of people had him in the Bills.
Well, I will say this.
Yep.
Mel Kiper's on TV last night when the Jets traded back in, making a huge case. You got to go. You think they're going to trade back in to take Breece Hall? Are you kidding me?
Was it Kiper or Booger?
It was Kiper going nuts.
What is Booger doing there?
Why is he on the coverage?
There's pictures. Come on. He's got pictures.
Put it this way. As soon as he's, all right.
The other one was Willis. Remember when Willis had his pro day, it was, he's going top 10. Detroit was in play too. 10 and a half, 12 and a half, 15 and a half. Nope. Doesn't even go in the first round.
Yeah.
But we could see a surprise early here.
When he had his pro day, people were saying, I don't know, maybe Willis number two to the Lions. The scouts won this year.
Yeah.
Teams actually listened to the scouting departments, right? Hey, guys, I got to tell you, I've been doing this for a long time. I don't have a first-round grade on any of these quarterbacks. Okay, good. We're going to trust you this year. Yeah. And only one guy went.
When does McBride go? That's a good story. Someone take a tight end early. Kid can play.
He was -450, I think, to be the first tight end taken.
Yeah.
Some people thought, I think, McBride could go to the Bengals last night at a long shot flyer because they need a tight end.
And all the Georgia guys, Dean's still out there. 5 defensive players from Georgia. But you still have Dean on the board.
And the Packers take 2 of them.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Brown trade.
I did bet Dean over 50 and a half. The Brown trade.
You went over 50 and a half?
I'm sorry. 30 and a half on Dean.
Okay.
30 and a half on Dean.
The other one was Walker. They're not both Walkers. The 30-1 at a BetMGM to go number one. Then he gets the $5, but Quay Walker, 42 and a half to 20 and a half. My God, he goes 22.
All right. Up next. Like, no exaggeration. Las Vegas getting the draft 15, 20 years ago was better than 1,000-1. How surprised and what was it like years ago dealing with major league, organizations and sports? The former mayor here, Oscar Goodman, will break it down and give you some perspective coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back on the program. Here it is, Follow the Money, Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas, like years ago here in town, 15, 20 years ago. The city had no chance of getting an event like the NFL draft or an NFL team or any of this stuff. And since, we got the Golden Knights, right? Golden Knights, Raiders, Stanley Cup Final has been here, NHL All-Star Game, NFL Draft, a Pro Bowl, Super Bowl is coming. The city is getting an F1 race, March Madness Regional in 2023, 2 NASCAR races every year. The Frozen Four. Again, this had no chance of happening. The former mayor, Oscar Goodman, was kind enough to join us earlier in this week, and we asked him, Mayor, do you think all of this happened because of the legalization of sports betting?
No, I think it was tenacity. Look what's happened here. We're the greatest city in the world, and I'm not just saying because I'm the former mayor. My wife's the mayor. I'm not saying that. It really is the greatest place. You can do anything you want here as long as you have the wherewithal to do it, and you have the guts to do it. Look what we have: every single major sports in the world. Baseball is inevitable. I don't know whether it's going to be the Oakland team, but it's inevitable. Manfred spoke to my wife at a conference of mayors, and I think she read him on that. Adam Silver became a friend of ours. Ashton Stern, after a while. And there's no doubt in my mind we're going to have an NBA franchise. But I think it all really came about with the great UNLV basketball teams. We saw what a team could do to galvanize a city. And one sports team would have done that. Can you imagine where we are today with wherever you turn? There's a new stadium, new arena, new team, new sport. I read something about lacrosse coming here. I don't know. I thought Indians played lacrosse.
So do you have so take us through how bad it was, because the draft is here. We have the Raiders. You were also on the convention authority. I mean, this was we're not talking about a 180 here. You couldn't even mention the TV show Las Vegas when they were televising the games on NBC. How bad was it? Tell people.
It was horrible. It was horrible with the NFL in particular. That was the most dysfunctional group of players in the world. And they were saying that Las Vegas is a bad place for them to come to. It made no sense to me. We wanted to put an ad during the Super Bowl. They actually changed the name of the game from the Super Bowl to the big game or some stupid thing like that. And when I heard that, I went out of my mind. So I went on every TV station, every channel in the world, and I told it the way it was, that these guys are morons. And every time I said they were a moron, of course, they played our ad. So at the end of the day, I'm told we got about $20 million worth of free advertising publicity instead of paying the $2,500,000 for the ad being placed during the Super Bowl. So it just shows you how smart they are.
What was the most ridiculous and absurd thing? If you remember going back, remember they came in and wanted and said you couldn't show the game on 55-inch TVs?
No, I don't remember that, but nothing surprises me as they were adamant about Las Vegas. They thought Las Vegas was a den of iniquity, that behind every rock was a little Meyer Lansky. I mean, their vision of us was a pre-movie casino, way different than the Las Vegas that we know and we love. So, yeah, it was a battle, but it's well worth it. Look what we have. We got the best today. And nobody would have ever dreamt that we would have had the NFL draft. The closest I got to it, I thought I had a great idea. I wanted to have a stadium built and just televise Thursday night, Monday night, and Sunday football games.
That's right.
Yes.
I remember that.
Out of there.
Yes.
Yeah. A revolving schedule where they all come to Vegas and we would be bringing people into the 155,000 rooms as they grew to stay here for an extra day. And it would have paid for itself in just a light year. So I didn't quit. I'm glad I didn't quit. I love living here, and my kids and their kids will all enjoy sports. And they'll think that they were here forever, but they don't remember the battle that we were in.
Do you miss being a lawyer?
You know, I miss talking to juries. I miss the action. But I'm so happy. I got a lot of good things taking place. I'm part of a little production company. We have some really terrific stuff that is about to break, and meaningful movie type things and Netflix type things. I don't know about Netflix anymore, but that type of thing. So I'm dealing with the big leagues there, and watch my wife work so hard to make it a better place. And you go downtown, it's the old story. They're always naysayers. They used to say that old railroad site could never be developed. Look at it. People are fighting to get a little corner of it to have a property there, which we now call Symphony Park. But to get it started, it's the same way people talk about Cashman now. They don't want to go there. They're nuts. It could be the best real estate play. They're all going to the south end of the strip. The city's a much better place to do business, and it would be a lot more fun and a lot more lucrative to go down there and to really build a city within the city.
Were you afraid of Spilotro?
Was I afraid of him?
Yeah.
What's there to be afraid of? What, because the FBI said that he killed 27 people? Well, as I said to the FBI, shame on you. You never spent a day in jail.
Okay.
I have no idea how you're going to respond to this question, but can you explain what it was like when the mob ran Las Vegas, and do you miss those days?
I miss the old days. It was a day of a handshake. You know what I mean.
Yes.
Guys were gamblers. Yeah, nothing was in writing. Everything was on a handshake and a look in the eye and that kind of thing, and much better town in that regard. But we didn't have the wonder. There's always a trade off. And I miss my clients. My clients were all characters. I got a big break when they asked me to play myself in the movie Casino, and I enjoyed each and every day being with Pesci and De Niro and Sharon Stone, and that was a lot of fun. And then the movie came out, and my mother said, "I saw your movie, and Oscar, it's a good thing you're a lawyer." So my acting career came to a screeching halt. But it's a trade-off. I sort of like the old days a little better, to be honest with you.
Yeah. What was De Niro like?
Very quiet, very nice, very helpful. I can't memorize lines. I just had my mind doesn't memorize lines, but it's a great mind. I mean, the gin has made the gin cells are phenomenal. My brain is phenomenal, but I can't remember lines. And I kept on blowing my lines, and Scorsese was pulling the little hairs out of his head, and everybody was missing the cue. So finally, De Niro said, "Use cue cards." I said, "Cue cards? I can't do that to everybody." He says, "Well, Marlon Brando did." So I used cue cards, and from then on, it was fine.
Wow.
Are you still betting on sports to this day?
Betting on sports? I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I take out my phone. I did fine yesterday. I'm doing great. Baseball is an easy one for me.
Okay.
The football, we ended up, I was with a group of nice guys. And we had a little piece of one of the contests. We came in second.
What?
Where?
Did you really? Which one?
Yeah, really. Where?
Yeah.
Do I have to advertise someplace other than Oscar's Steakhouse downtown?
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, what? No, the place across the street. No, Derek Stevens' place, of course. We came in second.
Is that the Survivor or the Pick'em? Or
the Survivor. The Survivor.
When do you usually have your first cocktail?
I'm a little confused now. I don't know when I have my first nor my last. They sort of blend into one another. But if I were to follow my rule, I don't start till 5 o'clock. And you can talk to me after five, and I'll sound pretty logical.
Okay.
But I won't remember a darn thing. The next morning, if you say, "Well, remember last night you said," I have no recollection of what happened in our conversation of last night. So I'm taking notes now. And
oh, that's good. Smart.
Good.
Yeah, you were asked like 20 years ago, I think it was a city council meeting, if you had a drinking problem. You said, no, you love to drink.
I do. What's wrong with drinking? Drinking is good for you.
What's that?
A healthy fella.
Yeah. Was it a third grade class? They said, what would you take with you on a desert island?
No, it was a fourth grade class.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep it straight, Paul.
I would never say that to third grade. It was not a desert island. It was an island in the middle of the ocean, and I'd be all by myself. And what's the one thing I would want? And I know that the good folks in our community would probably say that the mayor should have a Bible with him. That'd be good for him. I said I'd take a bottle of gin. Well, I got a little bit of heat for it, which I did not mind. And the next day I went out to a gathering, and a cocktail waitress came up to me and she says, "Boy, oh boy, I'm glad my husband wasn't asked the question." I said, "Why?" He would have said he would have taken porn.
We need to come up with another side bet sometime soon.
I'm ready. Yeah, you name it. I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I give you the choice. That's the amazing thing. You can't win a bet. I give you the choice. I'm like the BM here. And that's why I want my VIG. I want you to pay me what you owe me. This is about 3-4 years now. And I think you owe me about $14 by now. Little dollars, grocery dollars. And you're nowhere in sight. You're hiding from me. And every time I spot you, you duck. And it's very disturbing to me.
You are 2-0 lifetime against me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tip of the cap.
Yes, I am. I'm ready now. Do you want to do something on the draft? I'm not going to do something on the draft. Does a quarterback go in the first five?
I'll say no.
I say yes.
Okay, you got it. Deal. What do you want to bet?
You name it. I'm rich.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
First Bet wants to get you ready for Horse Racing's Triple Crown with a great offer for new customers. Sign up now with the promo code Vegas22 and bet at least $25 on the Kentucky Derby, and you'll receive $25 in free bets for both the Preakness and Belmont Stakes races. You must sign up with First Bet by May 7th using the promo code Vegas22 to qualify. Register today with the code Vegas22 at vsin.com/horses. So to recap that segment, that interview we did with Oscar Goodman, we taped that earlier in the week. At the very end, he was, you know, he's 2-0 lifetime against me in bets. I created an NFL prop bet that they put up at a sports book here in town like 10 years ago. I had 7 teams. They called him Mitch's Super 7 versus the field. He took the field. Thank you, Tom Brady and Wes Welker. Bad pass to Welker. Bad drop by him at the same time. And the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Giants win the field. He beat me. Then, fast forward to 2014, I wanted revenge. So, in March Madness, I offered him seeds 4 and above, every single team, to win the tournament. I took seeds 1 through 3, right? Like, no team ever wins it beyond the 3 seeds. But I gave him that because 2-4 seeds were favored to win the whole thing that year, Michigan State and Louisville, because they were so good, but they were seeded at the 4 line. That was the year UConn, 7 seed, defeated Kentucky, 8 seed, in the championship game.
Oh, my God. Living right.
So I asked him about another side bet, and he threw out quarterback in the first round on Wednesday. I said, what do you want to bet? And his drop was awesome. He goes, whatever you want, I'm rich. So I said $1,000, thinking that he'd come over the top, thinking I wouldn't match it, like, okay, well, let's go $5,000. His response, $25.
No. He goes, oh, come on, it's crazy. It's a draft. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even going to hit him up for the money.
Oh, yeah. That was bizarre.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, come on. Yeah, it was weird. He also was, he made a mistake. He cashed in the quarterly here at the Circa.
That's what it was. Yeah.
They cashed in the quarterly, second place. The other thing he said off air, the Spilotro thing, he was the lawyer for Spilotro, the character in Casino played by Pesci, which he was a, whoo. But he was blamed, and Las Vegas was blamed for what happened out here in All-Star Weekend when these hooligans came to town and wrecked it for everybody. there was a shooting, the Pac-Man Jones shooting was here with an NFL player, yet the NBA got blamed for it.
It did.
It was bizarro world.
Yes.
At his gentleman's club.
So that's 15 years ago now. If you talk to locals to this day who were here back then and worked on the strip, they will, like, their hand balls up into a fist. They get so mad at that weekend.
I know people who either called out repeatedly or even quit their job.
Yep.
They didn't want to come back in, and people were hiding in their hotel rooms.
Yep. There was this happened all over the place, but one person who used to listen to the local show we did here in town reached out. He was the manager at a restaurant, I think, on or near the strip. They had, at one restaurant, 41 dine and dashes that weekend.
Yeah.
41.
Mm.
And it was just a travesty all the way around.
We thought we had a chance at a team. That happened, and David Stern did the Matumbo.
Yep.
There's no way. But it's going to work out. We're going to get a team anyways. But how things have changed. My God, I can't believe it. Genius idea with the Sunday night, Monday night, too.
Oh, that would have been tremendous.
What he had. Speaking of the NBA, are we going to get a Game 7? I mean, are we going to get one series to go the distance?
So I kind of like Minnesota, and I've been betting Minnesota first quarter, first half in the series. You can't trust them in the fourth quarter.
No. Memphis has killed them in the fourth quarter. 8.5 points better so far. I get beating the T-Wolves up in the fourth quarter.
So I'm probably going to go to the well with that one more time. I will play Minnesota first quarter, probably first half, but I don't think I'm going to take them for the game. Because I can see Memphis finishing this off tonight, coming back in the second half and winning the game again. And it's a huge spot here for the Timberwolves. And what Karl Anthony Towns are we going to get tonight?
Yeah.
The one who has been really, really good in this series, or the guy who's been like a no-show and he gets in foul trouble right out of the gates?
Yep. He was in foul trouble the last game, but was excellent from three. Yep. I love that small lineup that Jenkins went to as well in the last game.
Yeah, very much so.
But they were awesome in the fourth quarter. They killed them on the glass, points in the paint, second chance points. And that was they even got that win with Brooks going 3 of 18 and Jackson in foul trouble again. But it's on you, man. I mean, you can't look around like, oh, my God, these officials are crazy. It's every game with you.
You know that.
Play smart.
Players now on the Timberwolves are actually acknowledging the series should be over with.
Oh, no.
Players in the Timberwolves said we should have won 4-1.
Oh, God.
Does that change your perspective at all on the game tonight?
Yeah. Well, the place will be on fire.
It's going to be a great crowd.
Yep, it'll be good. And it's a late start again.
Well,
8 o'clock tip, local tip.
I know. Look at what happened last night. The Sixers were on fire.
I couldn't believe it. But that was Bullmark, good job.
Yeah.
We gave it to him. We got to give it up to Doc Rivers. Yep. Good job.
Yep.
Good, very important going up tempo and saying this worked in the first two games. We got to push.
Yeah.
And then now everything's different when you look like a genius when you make shots. But Embiid was a monster. Maxey went back to the Maxey at game one.
Look at their starting five.
Well, forget it.
They were incredible last night.
Yes, they were. And that was what they did in the third quarter to hit Toronto with that 1-2 punch. That game was over. Great job.
That was a 1-point game at halftime.
Right.
Raptors scored, I think, 37 points in the second half at home?
Yep. And what can you say about the Suns and Chris Paul? Now, that could be, and ER made a good point about, okay, now you're taking on Phoenix if you're Dallas. Utah with the bad chemistry, and they don't play any defense. But what Chris Paul did is going to get lost. It was one of the best performances in NBA history, but everyone's watching the draft. He shoots 14 of 14, and it's the mid-range game. Isn't like Freak or Shaq Duncan or even Wilt. You know, Wilt's the only guy to do it regular season. Look at this, though. Only time this has happened in playoff history, the point guard game. Look at the shot graphic and shot chart, what he did. And he just takes over in the fourth quarter. And they're down 10 at the half in that game. And they come back to win. Mm-hmm. And Booker wasn't himself, but at least he was back. That was unexpected, coming back so soon. So they now open up their series Monday night against Dallas and as high as 360.
Yeah, what do you think about that number?
I think it's going to be a tough matchup for them. I think Dallas will be in this series. That was the first series they've won since they won the title in 11. You believe that? The Mavs?
No, I heard that. I heard that, yeah.
Blew my mind. But I think they found something here with playing with more pace, although it's slowed down since Luka's back. But Brunson's been great. Kleba knocking down shots. Dinwiddie's a nice player.
I do like what ER had to say about the series. So I thought he had an excellent breakdown. When was it, an hour ago on the show? And you already pointed out what it is. So they're going to go from the Jazz, and he pointed out the weaknesses. That doesn't exist anymore with the Suns team.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and I'm sure that Booker is going to be, you know, much healthier once the series begins. Last night, kind of a non-factor. Hit a big three, though, in that game. late in the fourth quarter to win it. If Booker is healthy for the series, I do like the Suns. If he's a question mark, Dallas is absolutely game, and there might be anyway. But did you watch the final 2 minutes of the Jazz-Mavericks game last night?
Yes.
What a train wreck that was.
Yes.
By both teams.
The travel on Conley.
Oh, my God.
The open look for the win for Bogdanovich.
But before, even the shot selection around the two-minute mark.
Well, that too.
Both teams going back and forth is chucking up deep threes. Like, you can't get a better look than that.
Yeah.
It's a one-point game.
As I said yesterday, though, the Mavs just played the math. The whole series was about the three-point shot. Last night, they were plus 24.
Again.
From threes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, you know, one game, Utah was 3 of 30. And one of the other games, Dallas jacked 42 threes.
Yep.
And that's what it was, the difference. And now we'll see the big changes coming with the Jazz in the offseason. And then Boston and Milwaukee, Sunday morning. Boston, $2 series favorite. This is tough because the injury to Middleton. And Middleton in two series against Boston has played well, shooting over 50%, averaging 22 points per game. But it's how you defend Freak. They wore out Durant. You're just sending so many guys at him. Mm-hmm. This is one of the historically great defense. They just
can
play.
Can you wear Freak out?
The different animal, you think? Because Durant even tapped out. He was just coming over and just, here comes a double team. I'm passing the ball.
Durant looked old.
Oh, yes.
And there's a lot of miles on his odometer.
But, yeah.
Freak's not quite in that. He's not old yet.
But what do the Bucks do defensively? And I'm intrigued by the total, 218.5. They met late April. It was 127 to 121. Milwaukee won at home. The Bucks held the Bulls to 96 points per 100 possessions, 18 fewer than the regular season. Mm-hmm. In games 1 and 3 of the series, it was the least efficient games of the year for the Bulls, what the job Milwaukee did defensively. So what is it? Is it going to be up-tempo? Is it going to be high-scoring, low-scoring? I don't know. I don't have a read for it, but I have a feel for it. But you would think this is why you didn't duck the Nets. You said, come on. But this could go 7, and they're going to get that game at home.
Okay, so I have Celtics 18-1 to win the East. I want the Celtics to win game 1. I might come back with the Bucks a little bit to win the series at that point.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. We'll
good
see.
Good job.
Swing for the fences with Bet Rivers and the new baseball same-game parlays. When you make a bet of at least $25 on a 3-leg same-game parlay on Saturday, you will earn a free $10 bet towards another Major League Baseball bet. Combine game bets and player props in any combination to create your same-game parlay and then watch the action unfold. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Same-game parlays and exclusive Saturday bet and get promotions only on the BetRivers app or at BetRivers.com. More on the NFL draft from last night. Recap some of our bets and some of the stuff that made sense. Some of the picks that maybe didn't make so much sense. Coming up here and Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets.
Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.